This is Sound the Shofar on Warn Radio. It is Shabbat and time for fellowship, the Word of God and rest. Join us now as we enter into Sound the Shofar on the Watchman Alert Radio Network. Welcome. This is the Watchman. Glad you could join us.
Greetings and welcome to Sound the Shofar with the Watchman and Tower. Here is a clue tonight's study. Out of his sacrifice, out of his redemption, came to us this gift which we have in earthen vessels. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Friday, the 18th day of August, 2017, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and this is Warn Radio, bringing you the truth of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. The readings in the Word this week are found in Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verses 26 through chapter 16, verse 17, Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 11 through chapter 55, verse 5, and the New Testament portion is found in John chapter 9, verse 1 through chapter 10, verse 42. Check out the recommended reading on our website. You can go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. And the featured articles this week are House of Mourning, House of Mirth. This house of mourning is full of idiocy, manure politics, and the stuff that nightmares are made of. But in the end, the harvest is coming, a reward for all their efforts. The heathen are sunk in the pit that they made. The American Civil War, then and now. The tongues of men and their failure to solve issues led to the former war. But today, the tongues of Americans wag their hatred and is leading us into hell. Eclipse Mania 2017 Great Summer Eclipse is heating up. A total eclipse of the sun has to be one of the most spectacular and awe-inspiring events of the natural world. We see dozens of pictures of these eclipses in the news and on the web. But for those who witness a total eclipse, it is an experience. So you can go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to read those articles. Find us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Vimeo, Blog Talk, and on Twitter to follow Warn Radio and The Watchman and get the latest updates on the WIBR Warn Radio events, shows, and more. To follow us on Twitter, go to hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag Warn Radio, or hashtag WGS underscore Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for Sound the Shofar. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. It's Friday.
It is.
It's great to be here. I'm thankful that we can once again have Sound the Shofar.
Yes. And we sounded the shofar. We do that every Shabbat, and this kicks off the Sabbath. But it does more than that. We got a bunch of people coming into town, and we've already seen the roads and everything increase. They've got vendors all over the place because the eclipse is Monday.
And they're hoping to make lots of money.
Yeah.
There's some people that are going to be disappointed, though, I'm afraid.
So we're going to be doing some video and some stuff of it, the good Lord willing, and the crick don't rise.
And the clouds don't cover everything up.
Yeah. Next week, we're not going to be having any shows. This is a special week for us, so we're not going to be doing that. We're going to be trying to get this thing done and get some of that stuff uploaded. So at any rate... glad you could join us whenever you join us. Shout out to our good old buddy down in the Southern Pacific who has sent me the video. And, of course, they're all talking about it. A number of them. The other day, I had seen an article on it. You know, they had found out that, which isn't, you know, it's kind of the standard mode of operandi here, you know. And that is they hire people to create chaos. Well, in this case, in Charlottesville, the chaos got somebody killed. And
that's too bad.
You know, that's the only problem, you know. And of course, the problem you have is that, you know, these people are willing to do anything to cause trouble. Mm-hmm. So they pay them $25 an hour to go down and do that. And there's the more you find out about it, you know, you just have to understand that the people who oppose Trump and the conservatives who elected him are willing to do anything, lie at any length, and do any kind of deceit in order to get their point across. And then they turn around and are vile when it comes to speaking out, like Rosie Big Mouth, Potty Mouth O'Donnell, and a few others. There's quite a few of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they justify their rage because they look at Trump as being, you know, everything except legitimate, while they, in the you know, on the same hand, are illegitimate themselves when it comes to, you know, understanding that there are people like Soros and Obama as well. There's a number of these organizations that they can legally do this. I don't know why we allow them to, and of course they've caused trouble, and Charlottesville right now was calling an emergency meeting so that they could tear down all the statues. Because now, of course,
ridiculous.
Yeah. See, and this is the problem when you have mob rule, especially mob rule that's been created by a bunch of anarchists and fascists. See, they, Antifas, you know, accuse Trump of being a fascist. And of course, it goes that if you're a Trump supporter, you're a fascist or a Nazi. But see, their very tactics are fascist and Nazism itself. So, you know, this is the lies that are out there in America today, and it's not going to help us. It's going to make matters worse. And I stick to preaching the Word of God, and we have 1 hour of news shows. That's all I'm going to do, and I may cut that out because I'm just truly sick of the absolute vile filth out there in this country.
Disturbing.
And I'm sick of the people that are doing it. I'm sick of seeing the same faces over and over and over saying the same things. And, you know, it's a big trap. And the problem that you have, people, is that this is exactly how Hitler took over and Mussolini took over. This is how Stalin took over during, you know, actually when we talk about the Bolsheviks, who had the revolution there and overthrew everything. You know, it's all the same fodder, and it's the same thing as the communists who took over China and drove out, you know, the forces that were that would have kept China, you know, fairly democratic. And of course, they went to the island off the coast there. But you know, this is where we're at in America today. In America's, you're literally watching, you know, a little scripture come to pass. All the nations, the wicked and all the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. And in our case, we're slowly seeing people who are wicked manipulate the truth and do things. The scripture says that they're wise to do evil. It was spoken of about the children of Israel being, you know, in the wicked department. But, you know, the same thing applies here. People today are wise to do evil, and they plot this stuff. And so, you know, we will preach the Word of God, but the rate they're going, there's a lot of things that are happening. You know, Google and a lot of others are looking at doing more and more to shave the internet of all the people that they don't like. And, of course, it's only a matter of time before they go after the Christians and after the people doing the preaching. It's just a matter of time. It's something that we know is coming eventually. We know what's coming. This isn't new. We know what's coming, and there's other stuff coming that will make this look like child's play. And when the rest of it gets here, these people that are doing this themselves will become fodder for those who will really take over. So this is not fun. I would much rather this thing quiet down. I would much rather, you know, the good Lord give us a little more time, but he's given this nation a lot, and we'll just have to wait and see, because right now it's just following patterns. It's exactly what you know, we've been writing about, we've been warning about, even with this eclipse and the signs and wonders. It follows the same thing as we've said many times. You know, we looked at the double blood moons, you know, 2014, 2015. There was a sign associated. Things actually happened as a result of those signs. We're looking at the same thing with this. There's other signs coming. There's prophecy. There's a lot of things going on here. And, you know, you need to button up your family. You need to button and buckle up. You need to get prepared. Because, you know, the problem tower here, and see what you think about this. You know, you pay people to create chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, they were all down in Charlottesville, and there was only 100 Antifa, and there was 100 Nazis. And it's everybody's blaming the Nazis when it was the legitimate people who, or I should say illegitimate people who, not speaking of their birth, but people who paid others to go specifically to cause chaos. And see, when you do that, you're going to run into something, because you're only going to be able to get away with it so long. And pretty soon the other side's going to get guns. And before you know it, you're going to wind up dead. It's going to be a slaughter. And then there could be civil war. And there's a lot of people that sound like they want a civil war. I'm telling you that if the civil war is any example of what America could be like, then you're an idiot if you want civil war. I mean, that's just all there is to it. You're a pure out-and-out fool to want civil war. Because it was said, you know, that during some of the battles of the Civil War, the only thing that was proven between the North and the South is that they were very adept at killing one another and shedding each other's blood. And there's a lot of blood spilt on the lands where the Civil War was fought. And today, if you think that you're going to be man enough to straighten up everything, you're full of it. Because better men than you and women than you got caught up in this one time before, and this nation barely got through it.
Yeah.
So the problem you run into is that one of these days your stupidity, your plots are going to backfire. And somebody's going to have a bigger gun, they're going to have a bigger mob, and your people are going to get killed and slaughtered because you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I'm Obama, Soros, Black Lives Matter, you know, Antifa, you know, even the Nazis, and all the rest of the people who sit on their butts and watch all this on, you know, on various screens, and then get on Twitter and shout their hatred at Trump because everybody blames him. He didn't hire the ones. He didn't hire anybody to go protest down there. You know, you all are so full of lies and just, you can't trust a word you say, and that's just unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have made Americans your enemies, and there's greater enemies out there, and you're a fool Again, a fool. The Bible speaks of fools. And, you know, the Bible warns about fools because men become fools. You're not supposed to be a fool. God gave you a brain, and he gave a son to die for you. You shouldn't be a fool here. Awaken to the truth. But it's just like, nah, it ain't going to happen. Nothing soon. It's just too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look for any good out of any of this. Not at all. And if you think that Trump getting impeached is going to be something, I got news for you. You're going to wait a while before he gets impeached. If you think this foolhardy, maneuvers that you're doing is going to convince anybody that he's guilty when you're the one doing it, you got another think coming. Of course, we have idiot Republicans in there, too, that don't know the truth. John McCain and a number of others came out. And yeah, the bottom line of it is that we need to stop this, but it doesn't do any good to tell you that. We need to work on peace. We need to work on things, but that doesn't do any good because we have too many people that hate too much, and hate will destroy you every time. And that's this nation don't have a chance if all we can do is hate. And you know, I'm not going to ask God to help us because you've rejected the true and living God. And if you think all these other people coming in, bringing false gods in here is going to help you, you got another thing coming because there's only one true and living God. It wasn't Allah that straightened up this nation. The pilgrims weren't serving Allah. They weren't serving Hindu gods. They weren't serving any other god but the true and living God. And there was others that came over and they served the Lord. So make no mistake about it. You know, this nation, if it's going to rise, it's going to have to rise on the ashes of your repentance wholeheartedly, but that isn't going to happen because the chances of Americans really truly repenting at every level and truly repenting to the Lord God is something that just isn't going to happen in this country. This country is slated for judgment. It's in judgment now, but it's going to get worse. And that's why we do the preaching and the teaching, because we're here to tell you that although this is coming, there is a way out of it for you.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
But, you know, I mean, it's you can't let yourself get caught up in this. And, you know, because I deal so much with it and Tower deals so much with it, it takes work to, you know, to separate yourself, because this thing is so despicable, and it just, you know, the inventions and the lies and what people are saying today, you know, and they say it on national networks, is just absolutely unbelievable. And the people that are treating Trump the way they do is just absolutely unbelievable. And it's all, yeah, it is. It's deplorable. Nobody should be treated that way. You should respect the office, but you don't even have respect for that.
And they don't respect themselves. How can they respect the office of the president?
Well, you know, that's true. And the thing of it is, if they don't have respect for the office of the president and the duly elected process, they have no respect for the Bill of Rights. They have no respect for the Constitution. They have no respect for our history. They have no respect for America as it is today. And that's why America's going to fall. A house divided cannot stand. And I've written this in 100 different ways, 1,000 different ways, over 20 years. I have written so many articles. I have preached so much. I have endless audios and videos. We have 1,000 videos on Vimeo alone, and Vimeo wasn't the first one that we put videos on. And so we have a lot of resources that we've been warning all these years. And to all you that never heard of us, and some of you that have heard us on Spreaker and iHeartRadio, we welcome you. But understand, We're here for a reason, and that is to get the word out. We're not here to make you like us. That is, however we may believe. We're just here to tell you about the Lord and tell you what's coming and tell you to buckle down and save yourself and your family. Be prepared at any time. And especially with all this stuff going on, I'm telling you right now, as clear as I can tell you, you cannot continue with lies and deceit and the hate that we have and have it just continue. Something is going to break. Something big will happen. And when that thing happens, it's going to be too late. Your nation will be gone.
No more.
And it's just a matter of time. And if you think that there aren't forces out there that want to see this country break up, you're crazy. Because there's a lot of them. And I can tell you, Russia's one of them as well. And I don't hate Russia. And I don't hate Putin. But I'm telling you that there's a lot of them. Iran would love to see it because we're, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, we don't realize how big America really is. We've got all of our troops stationed around the world. We don't have them in America anymore. We're stationed all over the world. We have some troops here. We have some things here. But if there was ever an out-and-out war here, we'd be in trouble. Your big cities, if there was a civil war today, your big cities would be just flowing with blood today. And
that'd be horrible.
And on top of that, your food supply will be cut off. Everything that you've seen during the Civil War, famine, pestilence, sickness, death, oh, God Almighty, you know? And you know, that idiot Michael Moore, that guy is just, you know, three sheets short of a full load, man. I tell you, this guy is crazy. He's as crazy as Rosie O'Donnell is and others. There's just a certain level of the leftists that are just absolutely bizarre and weird today that make no sense, but they're convinced that their little thing that they're talking about is the absolute God's honest truth, and it's a lie. Just a lie. Everything is built on lies, and the churches sit by and they look at it. You know, the thing of it is, pastors are getting involved in this thing. I'm not a pastor. I'm a preacher. I'm a watchman. And I've known that America, things were coming to this more years than you care to even understand. I'm not here to prove my credentials or anything to you. I'm here to preach the word and tell you. I'm warning you. And also to provide a place where you can come online and find help and sustenance and encouragement. And we give that. We provide that. But there's things you need to do too. I don't know, Tower.
No, I don't either.
You know, you just can't keep it up. You know what I mean? You know what my dad, yeah. when I was raised, I was raised on the simple fact that, you always tell the truth. And that whenever you start telling lies, they always get you into trouble because you can't prove a lie. A lie is a lie. And so you have to tell a lie to cover up a lie. And sooner or later, you're going to get caught in your lies.
Yeah.
Now, see, I was raised like that. I was raised with my dad telling me that, you have a conscience. God gave you a conscience. You need to listen to it. But today, I don't think people know what a conscience is. I think their consciences are seared. You know,
a lot of them.
My dad made sure I was in church all the time with Mom and Grandma. You know, we were there. God help us. It is such a sad occasion. And so many people are blinded when things like this go on. And you know, you have people that end up getting hurt and dead, and you got a bunch of stupid, radical antifas that go around with baseball bats. Now, I'll tell you, in the Old West, you know what we would do with people like that? We would shoot their ass. In the Old West, the justice out here in the West was, you come over on my property and cause trouble, I'm going to shoot you. That was the justice in the Old West. And you just check on the Johnson County War, and you check on a few other things that happened here in the West, and you're going to understand something. There are people in this country that is not going to put up with your foolishness. Sooner or later, it is going to burn you. And when it does, you're going to be just as dead. That's the thing. It leads to death and destruction. You know, Scripture even points out, you know, when it talks about, you know, fighting and getting in this, you know, criticizing and fighting one another and devouring one another. Say, be careful that you're not devoured.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So at any rate, Tower and I are starting a little bit of a, this begins a little bit of a break for us because we've been working hard, haven't had a vacation, and we are going to take some time off. And so we will be doing this thing, and then next week we're going to be taking a break from the websites and stuff, except for put up whatever we do on Eclipse. When this thing gets so bad you can't preach, I'm going to button everything up, and I'm just going to go pack my bags and find me a place to sit it out. Y'all can just kill and slaughter one another because you're too proud. Dear God in heaven, I hope it never comes. But you know what? Just like Jeremiah warning Israel, it was going to come. He knew it. God help us.
Amen.
And when I see how foolish and stupid we are, and I see how our, you know, our Congress doesn't get anything done. Our leaders are too busy. You know, they spend all their times. You know, everybody is on a talk show today, Tower. And all they do is argue with one another. And, you know, the left argues with the right. So you have left-wing talk shows who argue talking points against the right-wingers. Then the right-wingers come on and have their little talking segments. Nothing gets done. We're spending all our time arguing and proving our point, and nobody listens, and nobody wants to listen. That's how you wound up in a civil war. And I'm watching it. And when this thing happens, you can remember it here, that I've been telling you and telling you and telling you, you need to stop it. But see, there's the wicked. And I mean, they're wicked. There are wicked today. And there are fools today. And there are people that plot to do nothing but evil. And they frankly don't care what happens to America. Because in their deluded mind, they think when they destroy it all, they'll have the place all to themselves and they're going to have it just the way they want it. No, you won't. There will be no greater America than the one that has been here. And you can mark my words, and even if Islam or ISIS takes over, it will never be what America had become.
Not.
Never. Christianity and the influence of Christianity in this country is going down every day worldwide, and that's supposed to happen because of the end of days. But that doesn't mean that the testimony won't stop. Will stop. It won't. It'll go on. And there will be people that will come to the Lord. But make no mistake, the world is rejecting everything. Why do the heathen rage? And why are the nations, what does it say? Why do the heathen rage and the nations imagine a vain thing? Psalm chapter 2. So that's where we're at. Well, at any rate, you got anything to add or anything?
Nope. You pretty well covered everything, dude.
Okay, let's get going on this.
Okay, I'll see you on the other side.
Okay, tonight we're doing Greater Love Part 3, Faith Produces Works. You know, and I can just, whenever we put faith and works together, you know, you always have those people. Well, you know, you're not saved by works. What's the matter with you, preacher? Yes, sirree. James had the same problem, and that's why he wrote this. Verse 18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. Absolutely true. James 2. Verse 17 through 20. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Now, in talking about no greater love, you know, we are in that arena where in 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul writes that the world will reject the love of the truth. And we talk about this a lot. And so we are talking about no greater love. There is a greater love. God the Father, who so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, and the Son who came because he loved the Father. And we have no greater friend than Christ dying on the cross for us. That's love. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. You know, and Christ died for us, and the Spirit of God comes into our heart when we receive him and into our life. And so we've got that love shed abroad in our hearts. And so we're talking about no greater love. And, you know, when we do receive him and we have faith, you know, there's a lot of people that have faith of some kind. But we're talking about saving faith. You know, faith in Jesus Christ, Yahshua, and what he did upon the cross, you know, it's imputed unto you for righteousness' sake when you believe. That's saving faith. Faith isn't any good unless it saves your soul. You can have faith in your car to start. You can have faith in tomorrow, you know, the sun's going to come up. You can have faith in a lot of things, but there's only one kind of faith that will save your soul. And that's faith in the only begotten Son of God who died on the cross for your sins through the atoning work. And we've covered all the reasons of the atonement and how come it happens. But see, once we enter in, there is that place where your faith will produce works. And that's why faith, if it doesn't produce works, it's dead. Because you have, and we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit, the war of the world's fruits of the Spirit, on Thursday night. And see, we have the Spirit of God on the inside, and the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, just for three of them. Now see, those are the fruits of the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you, so the Spirit produces these things in your life, if you'll let him. And so there is a connection that once you receive Christ, once you begin to walk in him by faith, there's an automatic thing that begins to churn in you. The Spirit of God, the Word of God, and your faith will increase. The Lord will begin working in you, because you are destined to produce works. Everybody, every human produces works on this planet. Everybody. See, and every person is going to be judged according to their works, whatever they do in this body. Now, the thing about Christ coming, he saves you because of the atoning work of the cross. And the second death has no power over you. But we still have, because we have faith, and we have the Lord and the Spirit and Word working in us, there is an automatic production factory within the believer. And it produces works. You don't believe like you used to do. You're different. You pursue things different. You believe different. You're fundamentally different. You're changed. You're not doing the things you used to do. Now, you see in verse 18, I read this, but I want to continue. Yea, a man may say, you have faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you thee my faith by my works. Now, see, that is so important. If you have faith without works, then I doubt what kind of faith you even have. Because as a believer connected to him, you will produce works. All you have to do is seek him, look to him, get in the word, pray, just be there. Connected. He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. And being as I do a lot of gardening and planting, I know what it's like to have a vine and branches connected. I know them roots are important. And if you don't put a good amount of a certain kind of mineral in that soil when you plant the new plants, those roots won't have as good a chance of developing. You need good roots. And those roots get in there, and they start growing bigger and stronger and deeper. And so when you put, you know, the nutrients in there, the iron, the potassium, and other things, those roots are bigger and stronger, and they can suck that up and put it right to the plant, and the plant will grow strong. And that's just the way it is with us. He's the vine. We're the branches. We stick our roots down in him, and we absorb whatever he gives us, and it comes up in us and produces fruit. Now, see, that's about as good as I can tell you right now. Now, see, the bottom line of it is that God did not save you to produce hell. He saved you to produce heaven. He didn't save you to imitate Satan or witches or something else. He saved you, delivered you, and you're to be in the image of Jesus Christ and to walk in the light as he is in the light. Then you have fellowship one with another. Then the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Anybody can say, I'm a Christian, and stick one foot over in hell and the other foot over in heaven and walk down the middle of the road saying, well, this is where I am. I'm a believer. You know, Tuesdays I'm a believer, Wednesdays you're a devil worshiper, Thursdays you're a heathen or whatever. It don't work that way. He goes on to say, after saying these things, thou believest there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. And I use this scripture a lot. You know, and that's, if I've heard it once, I've heard it I don't know how many times. Oh, yeah, I know Jesus Christ, you know, and I've heard of the mark of the beast, and I'm not going to take that, you know. They've never darkened the door of a church. They've never heard a real sermon from an anointed man of God or even an anointed woman of God, you know. But, oh, yeah, they've heard of Jesus. They've heard of God, and, you know, they know what a Christian is, and they know everything. Just don't ask them to go near your place. You know, don't ask them anything to get too close to the Lord, because that makes them uncomfortable. But I believe there's one God. See, now, if we could just sit here and say, well, I believe there's one God and Father, and he does have a son, Jesus Christ, well, you know, that's good that you know that. But see, you know, the issue here isn't just knowing him like that. The issue is knowing him. See, there's some people that know the Lord, and there's other peoples that know the Lord really deeply. They know the Lord. Yeah, there's a difference. See, the devils know that there's a God, and they know that there's Jesus Christ, and they know that he's the Son of God. But they're not saved, and they're not going to be saved. Just a head knowledge saying, well, yeah, I know there's a God, so I'm all right. No, you're not all right. And it ain't all right to go serving all the other gods and say, well, I know Jesus is out there, and he was a good man, so that'll get me in. No, it won't get you in. See, there's a way that man believeth unto righteousness, but in the end thereof it's death. So James, and you don't want to mess with James. He was a guy that was no nonsense. He would just get to the point. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now that goes to say, well, I can do a lot of works, so I'm okay. No, you got to have faith and works. The faith has united you with Christ and the Father, initiating a process of regeneration, sanctification, and God moving in your life every day to bring you unto himself. And out of that, that faith and that action of God moving in your life will produce the works. But just to go out and do works and not have the faith in Christ, that's dead. Either way you look at it, works ain't going to get you there. If you're, have a lot of money and give away a couple of cars a week, that ain't going to get you to heaven. There ain't enough cars and money and things on this earth that can buy your way into heaven. It's been purchased, and there's only one way to do it. Believe on the Son of God. Get in his word. Follow him. Stay close to him. Now, see, in James 4, and verse 6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, see, in other words, this is the no-nonsense of James. You're not going to mess around here. It's real simple in James. Submit yourselves to God. And when you submit yourself to God, then you can resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. But before that, he said, God will resist the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Now see, grace is God's favor. He isn't going to listen to the stout-hearted pride that many Americans have. God is not going to save America because you're an American. He's not going to save America because you're some big pastor in a huge church and you think you know everything. Make no mistake about it. If there was ever a time to fear God, it's now. To understand, as Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And that's something you need to pay attention to. Now see, for James, it's really simple. Well, you draw nigh to God, and he's going to draw nigh to you. That's all you need to do. Stop beating around the bush. Draw nigh to God. You know, submit yourself to him, come near to him, seek his face, and he'll draw nigh to you. And he says, cleanse your hands. You know, stop doing those things. He says, ye sinners, purify your hearts, you double-minded. You see, you can't, and you know, you can't have one foot in hell and the other foot in heaven. You just can't do it. You got to be single-minded. You can't be tossed around like the waves of the ocean and the seas. You got to have single vision, looking unto the Lord. I tell everybody to have tunnel vision. Look to the Lord. Not to the right, not to the left. Get in his word, seek his face, pray, and have tunnel vision to the Lord. That's what you need. Now see, this is really what we need to do in America. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Don't be proud. But see, we like our pride. See, and the issues really surrounding Trump and surrounding even this country is just race. You know, and you have one side trying to make race and make the blacks and the slaves. You know, we need to never forget that. Well, we fought a war over it. But you see, the thing of it is, it's not about what color you are. It's not even about whether you were a slave or not. Nope. The early church in the Roman Empire, they had slaves of all kinds. It was something that was there. Have you ever read the book to Philemon? Runaway slave. Paul was freeborn. He was a Roman. A lot of the Jews, though, they're a conquered people. But the Romans saw them as troublemakers as well in the Roman Empire. Wasn't easy. So you live in America today and you're free and you've been free and this country has done pretty good for all the time that it's been here. But things could change. Very quickly. I don't want it to. I never did, but I was shown and I was told many, many years ago. I lived with this all my life. I've known this. And now, you know, I'm not a young puppy anymore. And the Lord still hasn't come. I've lived with this, and so has my wife. So's my family. And now I'm sitting here at the point in this country when I see this thing falling apart. It's heading right into everything that God help us. But see, even if there is a civil war, this country is still going to be invaded. There's still going to be a lot more. And so James saying, be afflicted and mourn and weep. That's a good idea. Why? Because you need to repent and seriously understand where you're headed. Then, when you are seeking Him and you truly, with all your heart, are sorrowful and you seek Him and you want the truth, He can reveal the truth, but He can fill your soul with joy and peace and love. Because none of us can get through without Him. And James sums it up, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He'll lift you up. Now see, we're talking about no greater love. Faith without works is dead. See, what we've been discussing is this growth as a Christian, but it's also more than that. It is living in a nation among people that don't understand what is ahead, that have convinced themselves that they alone have the answer. I do have the answer. I've been preaching the answer for many years. And for me, my hope is in Him. None other. I ain't preaching, teaching to save America. I'm speaking to those who have ears to hear. If I could save America, oh man, I would have done it already. If I could have just made everything right, I would have done it. But see, no man can fix this. Now there is coming a false one. And he will have a lot of answers. And people will follow him. And he will lead them into the pit of hell. Now you see, James again, no nonsense. And see, when we start talking about these things, you need a no-nonsense man like James. He gets to the heart of the issue. And he talks about a lot of issues that were a problem back then, including the tongue and a number of other things. But let's look at James 5. I like the fifth chapter of James. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered and the rest of them shall be witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. And it's like he wrote that just for us. But he was talking to the people in the Roman Empire. There were rich people there, rich Jews. Rich others, Gentiles as well. Now see, that's just the way we are. Not only in America, but around the world. You know it and I know it. But see, look at Jeff Bezos with Amazon. You know, they had him up and being the richest in the world. He was heading to be, what, a trillionaire. And he was battling with, who was it, Facebook, for being the first trillionaire. Just, you know, and you have Google that is just huge and making billions. And they've made almost everybody that started out with the multimillionaires. And when you get these kind of online companies that are so rich and so powerful, they can do anything they want to. And that's exactly what they're going to do. You don't make enemies of them because they can make your life miserable. But see, they're not the only ones. See, and today, you know, one of the favorite things that people like to do. We got this little gambling casino over here in the Indian Reservation that people like to go. Because, see, something about winning a lot of money makes them feel good and feel comfortable and feel safe. But, see, you can win that money, and before you know it, it's gone. Especially when you start putting it back in the machines that gave you a lot of money. Well, they'll take it from you. But we also have the lotteries that people like, and some people win big. Thinking that that money is going to make their life so much better. And we are raised that way. We raise all of our children to be that way, to work hard. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's America. And so we teach our kids. We get them in, you know, all kinds of sports. And so today we've got big sport figures. And they're not going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. They're not going to stand when they sing, you know, any patriotic songs. They're boycotting them because, you know, they didn't like somebody that said something, or maybe it usually centers around black, race, various other things. We always get back to the race card. We always get into these issues because this is the hot fodder today. And so we've raised a whole generation, many, many of them, on the concept that that's everything. See, we've taught our kids well. You know, go get a college degree and go out and get a job and make millions. Now, see, when I was growing up, just being a millionaire was enough. But today we can't have a millionaire because that won't last. You can't have millions. You can't have 100 million. You can't have just, 999 million. You can't just have a billion. You got to have 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 billion. And we've got people like Jeff Bezos as others, and they have billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're heading to the trillionaire. They've got more money than most nations. Some guy. And then you wonder why there's starvation and why, you know, you have poor people. I mean, if you could take all the money that you take Jeff Bezos and some of these guys have, you could take care of almost all of the people in America that don't have a place to live. But then that's socialism and communism, and that ain't going to happen. Not like that. Because what people don't understand is that when you look at communism, the utopian idea on paper, it looks perfect. But see, men aren't perfect. And so when you get into the communist agenda, like communist China and others, you're going to find people that have a lot of money and power and influence. So what James is getting at is all this stuff isn't going to help you in the day of judgment. You know, when everything around you begins falling down, it's going to eat your flesh as it were fire. Because you can't go out and buy anything because it ain't there to buy. You've got all that money, but America doesn't exist. You got an army coming at you, and you've got to go find a cave to hide in. But there's a lot of people in the cave, and they're not willing to come out. So you take a whole chest full of gold, and you say, I will give you all this gold if you'll just let me come stand in that cave. Well, there's not enough room. You can take your gold and get out of here. See, gold is not going to save you in the day of judgment. Matter of fact, Revelation talks about that. They're going to cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them. Hide them from him who sits upon the throne. And so when we talk about there's no greater love, understand this, that there is no greater love than our God and our Father who gave us his Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is believe and seek him and love him. And the second death has no power over you. And he will be with you in this earth. He will never leave you or forsake you. And yeah, you may have to stand up and die for your faith. That's the way it is. Live or die, we're the Lord's. But you won't lose nothing. Because this body of death has to die anyway, because you're going to have a new body. And in order to have the new body, you got to put off the old body. Yeah, go figure. James goes on to say, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Now, I really like this verse, because what this talks about is rich landowners or people who have businesses who hire others, and they defraud people out of their wages. And they can be defrauded a lot of different ways. You see, the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord over all agencies, that's who our God is. And the one that will do the judging will be Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And see, he's going to hold everybody accountable for everything they've done. He will hold the judges accountable for the way they judged. He's going to hold cops accountable for what they did. Everything, everybody, everything they did, every decision they made, every word they said, everything they did, they will be judged. Now see, that's why James is no nonsense. See, he's cutting through the fodder of excuses. He's sick of listening to the rich men and all the others say, we're going to be all right. He's trying to tell him, no, you're not. Now, there's been a lot of rich men that lived good lives. Yes, sir. They've never had a bit of problem, and they went to their grave. A millionaire. The only problem is, when they get on the other side, they could very much be in trouble. Now see, verse 5, he says, you have lived in pleasure on earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Now for a nation like ours who have a lot of places where we put cattle and sheep and pigs, and all we do is feed them, and like our chickens, see? You know, they feed the chickens so good that the chickens are so crowded in some of these facilities, their skinny little legs aren't strong enough to hold up their bodies. So they sit in there in these things and get diseases. And it got so bad that they had to start dipping them in a bleach solution. And there was articles to that bit. And, you know, that was run in a UK newspaper. They had a full spread, color spread, and they showed the chickens coming out of that bleachy mess. Because the chickens were so fat, they had been nourished for the day of slaughter, because they're going to sell them, and they were only good for their breasts. Because the rest of them, I can guarantee you, they didn't throw it away. Made chicken stock or something out of it. You can bet your boots they did. Most of your consumers have no idea what these people have done to your food supply. Why do you think so many Americans face all the diseases that they faced? I mean, the time is gone. Like, when I was raised, I went to Grandma and Grandpa's. See? And we had fresh cream, fresh butter, fresh eggs. If we ate a chicken, it was from the farm. And They had to cut its head off. They had to drain the blood. They had to pull the feathers. I was right there beside him when we stuck it in the hot water. I was standing there when they would take some of the calves and some of the others and do the things they had to do on them. I've seen this done. I know what it's like. But I can guarantee you, Grandma and Grandpa never dipped their chickens in bleach. And all of this lies out of sin and greed. And that's where America's going. That's where the world is headed. For because the Lord... excuse me. Because the Lord is going to judge the nations. He's going to hold them accountable. And the time of grace is going to be gone. And you're only going to play so long. You're only going to live in pleasure so long and been wanting and live as if there's no tomorrow. Now see, for a long time, that's the way America was. But the bill has come due now. America is not like it used to be. Not at all. James goes on to say, you have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Now that literally went on in the Middle East and goes on today. People killing just, not just Christians, but others. People that are good, they just kill them. And then James speaks to the believer. He said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. Now, many times when we talk about the latter rain, we think of Joel and Joel on the day of Pentecost. That was quoted by Peter. So we've seen the latter rain. But that doesn't mean God is done. Make no mistake about it. God could have judged this nation and the nations a long time ago. He could have destroyed the earth, no problem at all. He could have created another one. He could have created a new people that weren't so stubborn. He could have just destroyed everybody. See, he's the father of spirits, all spirits. He created everything. But see, he chose to redeem our miserable souls. I mean, who are we to deserve anything? Well, if you listen to many people on earth who don't care about men or women or the poor, or the homeless, the fatherless, the widows, the orphans. Ah, let him die. Who are they? But see, there's people today that work to save lives because they're important. But if you've listened closely in the last 20 years, maybe you overheard some of the ones, including some of the big voices that have a lot of money, that have big business, who come out and say, you know, we have too many people on this planet. We need to get rid of them. Oh, really? What was you planning on doing? Creating an epidemic, maybe? Killing off 30, 40 billion people just to make sure that you have enough room to live on this planet. Believe it or not, when the Lord comes, in Revelation it says that he destroys those that destroyed the earth. There are people, and it's hard to imagine, that actually work to destroy the earth. Well, that don't make any sense. You know, where did their theology come from? But that's what they do. But see, the Lord is speaking to us. He says, have patience. And that's one thing we have to do. And understand that it's going to come to an end. But God has long patience. Why? Because he's going to still save people. See, we believe to the saving of the soul. Now, you may not believe that. It doesn't matter to me whether you believe it or not, because it has nothing to do with you. This is the Word of God. If you don't want to believe it, that's your problem, not my problem.
And after all, this is God's word. This ain't my word. It's his word. I didn't write James. James wrote James with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you know, I'm just telling you. You know, I do believe it. But I believe in the saving of the soul. And why do I believe that? Because I know that God works at saving souls, because I'm one of them. My soul has been saved. So is Towers. I know this. I know him. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I am persuaded, therefore, tomorrow, I'm not going to open up tomorrow, the door to tomorrow, with fear, but with faith, believing, trusting, because I believe emphatically that God will make a way for me and my family, no matter what, no matter how bad America is, no matter how wicked they are, or even how nice they are. God will make a way for me and my family. I believe that. Now, you may not believe that. That's why we do these shows. I want to convince you that God is about saving the soul, making you his son, his inheritor. You will be in the image of Christ. You will walk in the light as he is in the light. And God's going to save Muslims. And he's going to save pagans. And he's going to save drunks. And he'll save prostitutes. And he'll save anybody that wants to be saved. But, you know, the problem of it is, you know, the righteous think they're righteous, so they many times don't ever, you know, never get saved. But if you're some poor schmuck on the streets and you're addicted to drugs and you'll do anything to get those drugs, and all of a sudden you find a preacher come by you, like for instance David Wilkerson or one of his workers, David's gone to be with the Lord. But I'm telling you, you take that one, you show him the God of the universe, and God touches his heart, delivers him from, yes, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of vice. Look at Nikki Cruz. Yeah. I look what he did for me and my family. See, that's what God specializes in, and that is the greater love. No matter how bad it is, no matter how many riches there are, no matter. And see, this is James, see, because he's had these arguments that people give him. You know, they're rich. They've got all this. They trust in that. And everything's going to be fine. Even if the Roman Empire falls, I've got enough money and things stored away. Everything's going to be fine. I've got my own army and I've got this. Yada, 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 yada. You know, people live on islands. They have big houses. They've got, you know, in America, people have bought the old silos, you know, for Armageddon. When everything happens, they'll be way under the earth protected, you know, and they can live there until everything's fine, and then they can come up on ground and they've got all their seeds stored and they're going to be fine. See, man plots his way. Because deep inside, just about everybody believes this is going to come to an end some way, and most of them are pretty pessimistic. And the way you've seen America going in the last short while, you know, you have a tendency to believe that. And if you were following what ISIS was doing through 2014, 2015 like we were, it's easy to see the end of the world when they're slaughtering everybody they can get their hands on. And ISIS is still out there in small groups. And the thing that makes ISIS go is that we continue to talk about it in this country. You know, even on national talk shows, they talk about ISIS and the films and how bloody they are. See, because ISIS gets off on that. That's how they spread their terrorism. Is when they make a video and release it of how gruesome they are, but in this case, we talk about the one in Barcelona. That was filmed anyway. And it got on there. See, all that glorifies terrorism. And these people that do terrorism just, oh, they love that. See, because they're doing what they're supposed to do, terrorizing you. See, that's what the devil does. That's why God doesn't want you to live by fear. We don't fear what men may do to us. We do not live by fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. We can live above this. We can live in joy, love, and peace. We can be above this stuff. We're going to preach it like it is. We're going to realize what it is. There's times that the things you see around you are going to vex your soul. You're going to need to pray. There's times that you're going to have to take the Word of God, the washing of the water by the Word, and let it play and cleanse your mind, heart, soul, and spirit until you know that you're clean. Because, see, the devil tries every little trick he can to pervert your way, to get you torn down, to get you where you can't even think straight. See, God has given you the power of a sound mind. He wants you to think straight and godly. Don't get caught up in this stuff. Now, see, we talk about it because we cover it. But, see, on our Prophecy News, we cover Christian persecution and other issues. And I stopped a long time ago looking at videos or anything. I never post those videos. Never. In the old days, I think one or two of them got up when we were first beginning. Then we saw how they rejoiced over it on the other side of the planet. We realized that's why they're doing it. We were trying to get the word out to inform people. Folks, whenever you watch a video produced by ISIS or some terrorist, you are producing their terrorist outreach for them. Don't do it. Don't talk about their glory. Tell them about the judgment. Don't glorify them. Stand up against them. And then James finishes this, be also patient. See, verse 7, he says, be patient, therefore. And he says, the husbandman, our father, has long patience for the harvest. Verse 8, he says, be patient. Again, that's twice. So we see the word patient or patience three times in two verses. This definitely is telling you to pay attention. Establish your hearts and plant them into the Lord, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And if it was drawing nigh in James' time, it's drawing nigh today, closer than ever. Because this is something very, very, very important. Because we look at a world, they've heard about Christ, they've heard about the Lord, about the Father, they've seen our churches, they know our Sabbaths, they know just about everything we do, but they don't know the Lord. And many times they'll just judge everything by what they see Christians do. May not be right, but that's what they do. And then you have a lot of them that are serving other gods, that are following other ways to heaven, which the Lord warned about. And there's no way they're going to stop. unless God touches them. But once he touches them, then they realize it. But make no mistake, in the end of days, it's going to be chaotic. It doesn't help when you got a nation that doesn't want to repent, or a nation that does what it's doing. But then when you look at the nations, America's having trouble today, yes. But so's Russia. The EU, practically the whole European Union. The UK. You know, and last week or the week before, I was talking about the boatload of people that came from the Middle East, and they came ashore in Spain. That's the new goal now, going to Spain. And guess where this attack was? Barcelona, Spain. Spain is in chaos. They've got people coming up on the beach. Now, see, they're part of the European Union, too. So is Italy. Italy wouldn't even accept them anymore because nobody in the European Union will do it anymore. Greece can't take anymore. Everybody is overrun. And the majority of them are Muslim. And so an imam over in Norway was excited. He says, even by sheer numbers, our women have more babies than yours. So it's just a matter of time before we outpopulate you and we'll take you over. He was ecstatic. We've heard that argument before. Because they cannot wait to have worldwide Islam. And see, this is what the big war that's coming is going to be about. Who's going to rule the world? The beast is going to rule the world. And so you are at a place and a time and an hour when you have to understand the greater love that God has given you. Because your money isn't going to buy your way out of this. When this thing starts coming down, your economies aren't going to help at all. The buying and selling will be regulated. Many of your Christian organizations that do humanitarian work won't even exist anymore. And life, as you know it in America, of course, has already changed. It's not like the America I was raised with, but it's going to be even worse. It's going to be worse worldwide. But see, that's where it's impossible for man, it's possible for God. And this is the moment where you pursue that greater love. And that specifically is what James is getting across. You know, the end ain't going to come yet, he says. Because the Lord is waiting for that harvest. He has long patience for it. Your money's not going to save you, he says. Not much has changed.
in what is coming to us, the things that he's speaking about are true for us today. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Bless your people. Let them hear your word. Let them have ears to hear. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. Okay, Tower.
Okay, I'm back. You know, if you think about all this, how amazing the Lord is in his patience and his love, beyond amazing. It's just mind-boggling. You know, that his care for us and his love.
Well, it is.
I, for one, am very grateful for his salvation, grateful for all that he's done for us. He's made a way for us when we don't even deserve it at all, none of us.
That's true. Well, at any rate, I think we've got a ways to go on this. That's okay. We ain't going anywhere. Got a lot of good scripture to cover yet. And you know, I like James.
I do too. It's one of my favorite books.
You know, you can just see him preaching that. You know, no room to play around here. You know, no excuses accepted. Just this is what you need to do. Straight and to the point.
Yeah.
It's not confusing. You know what I mean?
Black and white, what you need to do.
Yeah. Even when he talks about the tongue, it's black and white.
Oh, that tongue.
Well, at any rate, we will resume all programming week after next. Next week, we will be doing things regarding the eclipse, which has already begun right now. But we'll get back in the swing of things then. And until then, check by the websites and everything, and we'll post it as
warren-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com.
And look to the Lord. That's for sure.
Yes, amen.
And so, it's hard to believe we're going to be, summer. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, where'd summer go?
Oh, I know. A couple months ago, it seemed like the eclipse was, you know, a ways off, and now it's right here.
Yep, and the feasts are coming. You know, the fall feasts, and so we will be teaching on all the fall feasts. We do that every year. And so at any rate, hang with us. Get the Remnant Battle Lines app. We're going to have to be going.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. Enjoy your Sabbath rest and the eclipse, and see you when we come back.
Yep. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on Warn Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.